It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's largest teachers union says that until certain demands are met, there should not be in-person learning this fall and that schools should operate remotely. According to a new survey, many teachers want more input in reopening plans and the chance to vote on those plans. Amy Baca Olert is president of the Colorado Education Association. She says the union's teachers also want more clarity on health protocols and more transparency on what's driving decisions.
There's a whole lot of unanswered questions, and I think that is a big part of what's causing the anxiety and the fear that educators are experiencing right now.
About three-quarters of survey respondents said they may refuse to return to work this fall unless the conditions are met. The University of Colorado Boulder has a new quantum science and engineering research center. CPR's Paolo Shosseta reports it's part of a nationwide push by the federal government to invest more in quantum science.
The National Science Foundation awarded the university $25 million for the center's research. Physicist Jun Yi will lead the initiative and says it will revolutionize quantum science.
They will unlock some of the new technical capabilities that will allow us to compute faster, to allow us to probe deep space mysteries of the physical universe, as well as develop new technologies that will help us navigate better and communicate better.
Researchers from government labs and other universities will contribute to the center's research. I'm Paul Shalsta, CPR News.
Some residents west of Boulder have the nation's biggest greenhouse gas footprints, at least when they're at home. CPR's Sam Brash reports on a new study on climate change and inequality.
The study analyzed over 90 million housing units, and it found richer Americans tend to have a bigger impact on the climate than poorer people. That's largely because they have bigger houses. If people live in colder states like Colorado that get lots of power from coal, also like Colorado, the impact is even bigger. Researchers found those in the 80510 zip code have the biggest impact in the country. That area includes Allen's Park, but it does not include towns closer to Boulder. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Boulder and Metro Denver have highs today back in the 90s, close to 90 in Colorado Springs, 80s around Grand Junction with rain and maybe heavy rain this afternoon for that part of western Colorado and in the mountains around Vail. This is CPR News.